Blog Talk Radio.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire, yeah, you brighten my day.
Been around the world, played a lot of games. It's been the depth of my heart, you the one to blame. I'm looking deep into your eyes, I can see the future. Ain't no me without you, and that's a damn truth. You got me pouring out my heart in this fucking booth. And you're just like Kendrick with a sweet tooth. A little bit of you just wonders for the soul. The better half of me will never grow old.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire, yeah, you brighten my day.
A dark night like this, I really need you here. I'm lost without you. Come and save me, dear. My superwoman in my life, ain't no need to feel. The brightest thing in the world, let your little light shine. One of a kind, I'm really glad to say you're mine. You're the only one that keep the inner beast in line. My time will never be wasted with you. With you, it's always something to do.
You're my sunshine, you brighten my day. Cause you're all my soul fire. Yeah, you brighten my day.
Sunshine, you make everything better. Summer rays, ain't no more stormy weather. All mine, you the end to the story. Take it to church, make the people say glory. Seen a lot of women, dated quite a few. But I ain't never met nobody quite like you. So fine, gotta run to the altar. Told your mama I'ma marry her daughter.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, man.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood
that saved my life.
The blood that saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb.
Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
Okay, that's better. All right, Ms. Gibbons, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
No problem. No problem at all.
Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Mr. Gibbons, in 2015 to 2016, you were the Griffin Spalding Athlete Hall of Fame inductee. Am I correct,
yes,
Mr. Homer?
Yes, ma'am.
When you start boxing, sir?
I started in 1976 as a six-year-old kid and did it until 1990. And then in 1990, I went professional under my friend and manager, Evander Holyfield, and fought until 95, and then they made me retire. And I took 2 years off and came back in 98, beginning of 98, and then I fought until 2007.
All right. So Mr. Evander Holyfield was your manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. That is great. That is great.
Yeah, we grew up in the gym together, and we came out of the Carter Morgan Boys Club. And when it came time for me to go professional, he was already professional, and he said, how about I manage your career? And I was like, okay, sounds great to me. Since we were on the same team, he just stepped into the management role and got me on a number of his undercards and got me opportunities.
Okay. So do you and Mr. Evander Holyfield still talk?
Oh, yeah. I'm on a text. I get a text daily, biblical script, you know, Bible scripture, and we chat about stuff like that. And every so often he'll call me, and we'll just talk about the past and whatever else is on his mind.
All right. What did your family say about your career choice back then?
Well, my mom really didn't want me to fight. She was supportive of me boxing as an amateur, but to make a living doing it, she wasn't really on board as much. But my dad knew that I had something to give, and so he was in my corner from 1976 until my last fight, 2007.
Fight was in 2007. Okay. Where did you originally start officially boxing?
76.
Where?
Where
did you officially start
here in
boxing?
Atlanta. Here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Why did you choose boxing professionally instead of another athletic field?
I had scholarships for acting and art, but I felt like it would be easier to pick up the brushes or work on doing drama later on versus picking up the gloves. And so I went after it and had some success, but like always, success is fleeting.
Okay. So you boxed from 76 to from, okay. Were you surprised about the state of Georgia honoring you with the House Resolution Bill in 2020? Were you surprised by it or were you expecting it?
Well, I mean, I'm always surprised because Georgia is not a big fight town. Even though we had Evander Holyfield, the heavyweight champion here, Georgia is not really a big fight town. It never have been. So any recognition I've gotten was always unexpected.
What do you think about the Homer Gamer story on YouTube?
Well, some guys, they were doing filming a workout video and asked me if they could use my gym to do it. And they came to do my gym and brought these guys to videotape some exercise. And they said, well, why would you have a boxing gym? I said, oh, I used to box. But then they started looking me up and started finding out all these different stories. And they were like, oh, my goodness, man, we need to do your story. And so they put together my mini documentary on my life.
Okay. You're also on Vimeo. There is Homer's faith. What is your testimony about God? Is your faith, when you said faith, is it about God? Are you Baptist? Are you non-denominational?
Well,
are you Muslim?
No, I do go to a Baptist church, but I believe, you know, God is the one in control. I believe that Jesus Christ was the bodily form of God, and that he died so that he could pay the penalty for our sins so that we would have an opportunity to live forever with God. And I hope that translates in the way that I live my life, that other people see it, because I try to treat them with the greatest of respect, because they're also born in his image as well.
Okay. between 1976 and 1990, he had 226 wins and 23 losses, one no contest, and one chaos. What is KRS? What is that? Chaos. What does that mean? KRS. What does that mean?
KRS. Oh, knockouts.
Knockouts.
Over 100. Over 100 knockouts, yes, ma'am.
Is it knockouts? Okay, between 1976 and 226 wins and 23 losses, one no contest and 100 knockouts. That's wonderful.
Yes,
ma'am. You also achieved 15 Georgia State Golden Globe titles. How does this make
yes,
you
ma'am.
Feel?
Well, man, I love you. I always train hard. Yes, ma'am. My thing was is that I wanted to be in the best possible shape, and I felt like I wasn't gifted as an athlete. So I just wanted to work harder than the other guy. And if he got tired, then I was going to take him out. And that was my whole goal.
How does it feel being the only fighter or boxer to win the regional Golden Gloves in three different weight classes, 125 pounds, 139 pounds, and 147 pounds? How do you feel about that, and what do you think about winning that?
Well, that was my amateur career, and I really enjoyed what I was doing. I'm thankful that I was able to compete, and I'm glad that my parents sacrificed and made it happen. So I was thankful that I was able to give back to them, in return a title to show, hey, you know, your hard work is not in vain.
You also won the Best Box Award in the regional Golden Globes. How does this accomplishment, how did this inspire you? How did this accomplishment inspire you?
Well, I mean, just being acknowledged by other fighters and people in the industry to say that I was the best fighter, it's pretty uplifting. I never wanted to try to, be prideful, because everybody knows that there's always somebody better than you. It's just giving them the right time.
Was this when you were a professional boxer? We had 41 wins and 16 losses and 31 knockouts?
Yes, ma'am. There's actually 42 wins. There's two fights that don't appear on my official record because I was fighting in a non-commissioned state and I beat their guy. So they just didn't report it.
Oh, okay. In 1992, you won the title of World Boxing Federation Junior Welterweight World Championship Professional.
Yes,
boxing,
ma'am.
Boxing. How did this achievement make you feel at such a young age?
Well, 22 years old, there's other guys that have been doing it for longer than me. But just being able to accomplish one of my goals is to win a world title, and I have the belt in my cabinet, photo cabinet in there. It was great. I'll never forget the fight. It was a fight against a great fighter. Kenny Vice was a top-notch fighter, and just he was the one, the first person to ever cut me, and I was able to withstand that and come on back and take him out in the seventh round. It was a great feeling. The only thing that I can say this better is the fact that when my kids call me dad, that's the best feeling in the world.
Did you win the 2006 International Boxing Union Welterweight Championship Professional Boxing?
Yes, ma'am.
Boxing Union. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I fought Bad Chad Broussard And a great fighter, great fighter. We fought in like February, and he won the title from. We were both fighting for a vacant belt, and he won the title, and then gave me a shot. His first title defense was against me again, because he felt that, you know, it was too close, and I have nothing but respect. But I knew that going into the fight, if I didn't knock him out, I wasn't going to win. So on the second fight, I took him out.
Oh, okay. Who was your most vulnerable competitor?
The most known fighter would have been Hector Macho Camacho. Just a very talented fighter and an amazing, gifted young man or man. Because he's a little older than I was, just very talented, very and just masterful. So being able to be in the ring with him, and people thinking I wouldn't go past three rounds, and then 12 rounds later I'm still fighting, and depending on who you talk to, they said I won the fight. So it was a great opportunity.
Oh, okay. All right, Camacho. Was probably your most formidable competitor. 12 rounds. How many rounds did you go?
12 rounds, ma'am.
12 rounds? You last 12 rounds? Okay. And they thought you wouldn't last three. How about that?
Well, like I say, you know, Donald Trump was there at the fight, and he watched it. He said, I had you winning, but he said, nobody asked me to judge. So,
okay.
I took that as a great compliment.
Okay. What advice would you give an aspiring boxer, young men who want to box? What advice would you give them?
Make sure you sign a contract with somebody that's going to take care of you, because the promoters are what makes the fights. They're the ones that promote you. They're the ones that make sure you get paid. If you do like I did and don't sign a promotional contract, you have to fight any and everybody. And it's like the cards are always stacked against you. So for you actually to make it to the top means that you have to really overcome a lot of obstacles, which is what I had to do. I had to overcome all kind of obstacles to be on top of the world. And like I say, there's always somebody looking to knock you off.
Okay. You had a lot of competition.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot want to lead you and surpass you. I defeat you. Okay, so you had a lot of competition.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you act?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you act?
Yes, ma'am. I've done some acting. When I graduated high school, I had scholarships for acting and art, and I chose boxing for a living.
Oh, okay. Are there any films that you have been in? What have you acted in?
I've been in some small things. A lot of times with the films, there's been some small, low-budget projects that are out that I've been a part of, and I really enjoyed, like, this one series is called Honorable Cheaters, and I got to play Nunzio, a Italian gangster, and that was fun. Like I say, I've enjoyed being a part of those types of things, and who knows? I mean, I don't want to take too much time to do acting, because to really do it correctly, I'd have to spend time away from my children, and I want to be dad more than anything else.
So, is that your greatest achievement? What is your greatest achievement?
My greatest achievement is being a father. I have 7 children, 2 sons and 5 daughters, and they're all very gifted. And they, like I said, they amaze me. with what I do. My daughter works in the dental field. My son is a fireman. He's a sergeant for Henry County. And I'm terribly excited for them and just grateful that I get to be their father.
Grateful to be their father. So that's your greatest achievement, being a father. You're very proud of your children.
Yes, ma'am. Like I say, my children have made me very proud. You know, because when you're boxing, you're not at home. At the very beginning, when they were younger, I wasn't here all the time, so I missed out on a lot of things trying to be famous. And knowing that, you know, they, even though they were not, I wasn't there completely like I wanted to be, they have achieved so much. Even the ones that are still at home, I've got five at home, from 18 down to 7, and they amaze me. Just, you know, my son is just gifted. All of my children have learned how to play the piano. They're all very talented artists. I'm very greatly blessed to be their dad.
Well, are you an artist? Weren't you an artist in high school?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You won an award.
Yes, ma'am. I won the National Art Symposium in 1988. It was a very prestigious award, National Honor Society.
Yeah, so you were very smart. So your children shouldn't surprise you. They're probably smart, sir.
No, it just, you know, but it's amazing to watch them become even better than I was. You know, just to be able to cultivate a love for the arts and to be able to pour into them everything that me and my wife and I did, and to watch them take it and just expand on it is amazing.
It's amazing. Seeing yourself expand. Is it amazing to see yourself expanded?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah.
You see all the possibilities which your wife could have get if you didn't box.
Yeah, I mean, you looking back, there's always things that you would have done differently. But then again, anything that you do differently would have changed the outcome. So I'm very blessed to be able to look back and say, you know, hey, we did a decent job.
Yes, sir. You did a great job. Mr. Homer Givens, you did a great job, sir. You and your wife.
Thank you, ma'am.
So, so where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, right now I teach boxing to kids two nights a week, and then two times a week I also teach boxing to people who have Parkinson's. And, you know, I want to give people an opportunity to use what I've learned over the years to better themselves, whether it's kids or whether it's who have Parkinson's. I continue to try to pour my life into other people.
You have what, sir?
I just continue to try to pour my life into other people.
Okay. What advice did Mr. Evander Holyfield give you that stuck with you the best? And what is the best advice that you've ever been given?
You know, outwork the other person. You know, no matter what you do, whether it's a job or whether it's boxing or it's football, you go out there and you outwork the other person. You know, if everybody else is given, you know, 100%, you give 110. you outwork them, and it will tell itself.
Okay, What is the best advice that you have ever received?
Pretty much the same thing. You know, just the fact that you give it your all, and you don't quit. Of course, that's one piece of advice that I can say that is true too. Don't quit, because the future or your greatest achievement is just beyond where you quit at. You know, usually people quit, a week before they get where they want to be, or two steps before they want to get to the next level. Don't quit. Always finish the task. Always finish the goal. And you're never going to look back and say, oh, I don't know why I had to keep on. No, you'll look back and think, oh, yeah. But don't look back with regret, saying, oh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done it. No, do it now. Take the chance to make it happen.
Okay. Take a chance and make it happen.
Yes, ma'am.
So your greatest achievement is being a father. What's your second greatest achievement?
I would have to say, the boxing, being two-time world champion, has afforded me a lot of opportunities. Being friends with Muhammad Ali, being friends with Joe Frazier and George Foreman, Larry Holmes, guys that I watched in the ring, I got to be friends with, and I was amazed by that. So that was, I guess, having two world titles, it opened the doorway.
Did you also win an Olympic title, a bronze?
I won a bronze medal in the Eastern Olympic Trials in 1988. Okay. And what's so funny, the guy who won the trials was the guy that I had beat 3 months earlier. He just happened to have the look of the draw. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got to meet all those great boxers, and you're a great boxer yourself. So you had tutors. There's some great people training. You have a great manager, Mr. Evander Holyfield. You got to meet Mr. Joe Frazier. You got to watch him. Okay. So those connections were valuable, and would you change that?
No, ma'am. I'm one of those people that, I don't want to look back with any regrets, because everything that I went through helped me be who I am today, even the bad things, So I can look back with a feeling of completion, knowing that everything worked out for the best for what I am today.
Okay. Well, everybody goes through bad things. Everybody goes through things that aren't good. We don't want to go through it. People who love us don't want us to go through it. But everybody has a hard time sometimes. Everybody goes through trials and tribulations.
Yes, ma'am. But understand, that's what I try to tell people now, is that life is full of seasons. Just like every year we go through seasons. You have the winter, then the spring, then the summer, then the fall. Whatever season you're in life, know that the other seasons are coming. If you're in the summer and everything is beautiful and blooming, know that fall and winter is coming. But at the same time, when you're in the winter, know that spring and summer is coming. So, don't give up, don't quit. Just know that it's going to roll around and know there's always going to be coming, and it just keeps circling. Just like every year we have, we have winter, every year we have summer, we have fall, same thing. Life, as you get older, you go through the same thing. You'll go through times when you feel depressed, but you know that it's not forever. It's just today, or maybe a week, but it's not going to stay that way for always. So continue to move forward knowing that it's going to change. It's going to get better.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Is there anything else you would like to talk about? Is there any upcoming events or anything, tickets to buy for anything, anything? I know you have retired, but is there anything coming up what you would like to tell people about they may want to attend?
If you have local boxing matches in your area or you have local sporting events, go and attend those things. Give kids a boost. You know, the kids want to perform for you. Get involved in, you know, as many things as you can get involved in, you know, because it inspires people to give their best. You know, nobody wants to get out there and perform in front of three people. But, you know, if you got a stand full of people, man, you know, you up your game. You'd be willing to put out all kind of stuff.
All right. The Homer Gibbons for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
All right, Angela, I thank you very much, and you have a wonderful and blessed day.
You too, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, everyone. You've been listening to Mr. Homer Gibbons. Mr. Homer Gibbons is a boxer. He's won world championships, Olympic titles, a bronze. He's won then two championships, world championships. So he was obviously a talented boxer. Mr. Evander Holyfield was his manager. So I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm going to let Mr. Fareed Braxton take us out.
You want to know how I'm doing? I'm not doing okay, feeling kind of down and out. I guess it's just one of those days. I got a lot on my mind, trying to manage my time. Maybe you could come give me a hug and bring me back to life. That I need a hug. I'm going through some things right now. I need a hug, baby, and I need it from you right now.
I need
one of those things.
I need a hug.
Need to feel your arms around me and see your pretty face.
Today it feels like the world is on my shoulders, and I can feel my energy getting lower.
That's why I need you. I need you to
come over.
So I can feel the way I feel every time I hold you.
You and that's a damn truth. You got me pouring out my heart in this fucking booth.
That is My Sunshine by Bishop Hollywood. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.